What time is it? It's KD time. You are now listening to the podcast KD Time. On this show, you'll laugh along as I talk about random topics and give wacky stories. I talk about TV shows I love, music I enjoy, movies in their vastness, being a New Yorker, and much, much more. A big welcome to you from your host, Keone. KD Time listeners, welcome back to another episode of KD Time. So today on this episode, I had the liberty of having a guest. Her name is Laura Buggy, and her Instagram handle is at @LauraBuggy_. No capitals, no spaces, just at @LauraBuggy_. LauraBugge. That's her. I've known her for over 10 years, you guys, 10 years, and we worked together at Sunshine Acres. When you spend 6 weeks with someone day in and day out, you really get to know them in a better way. The Sunshine Acres bubble is real. Man, do I miss that bubble. If I was back in that bubble, we wouldn't be worrying about COVID, nothing. Just the outside world is completely kept separate from the Sunshine Acres bubble. I think I've said this before, and especially when you have limited Wi-Fi service, you realize that all you have is each other. You really do. You just talk to each other. No Wi-Fi, no phone usage, just full-on conversations in person, which I miss terribly. It reminded us of a time where you literally went outside and played with your friends instead of worrying about social media or whatever else was going on the internet. Anyway, she's a great person, and I'm so excited for you guys to hear this interview. I had a great time. She had a great time. It's a lot of laughs. Here it is, my interview with Laura Buggy.
Conjured evidence.
Hi.
Hi. When did you change your name to Conjured Essence?
This is a new podcast that I'm actually premiering tonight.
What? Oh my gosh. How many podcasts are you going to do, girl?
Guys. As of right now, 2.
As of right now, 2?
We'll see.
Okay. All right. So, oh my goodness. I'm happy to hear your voice. And so this time you're not Sway Element, you're Conjured Essence, or are we still promoting Sway Element?
We could still promote Sway Element.
We could actually promote both. I have no problem doing that, you know, get both of them listened to.
I mean, that's perfect because Conjured Essence is a little bit more adult than Sway Element is.
I'd love to hear about that. So,
yes. So Conjured Essence is me basically reading sexual fantasies, erotic poetry, things like that. Yes, so that is what we are on right now because I was recording clips.
Okay.
When you
oh
called.
I'm so sorry.
Oh no, that's fine, because I didn't realize that it would connect through this. So, you know, like, here we are.
Okay, so let me just start off by saying welcome to KD Time. And I'll tell the people, you know, our story and how it's been going. Like, this is how it started and this is how it's going type of thing, you know?
We've never met.
No. All right, so KD Time fans, this is my good friend Laura Buggy. And we met over 10 years ago, believe it or not, 10 years ago at the camp that I keep talking about, Sunshine Acres. And now, you know, we're still good friends. We hit each other up every now and then. And she has her very own podcast, which is why I asked her to come on this show. And so we could talk about it. And she's also my first podcast interviewer. And if this goes well, I could do more. So.
Yeah. Okay, so Lord, don't screw this up. Okay, good. Got it.
No, it wouldn't be on you. It'd be on me.
Oh, you're...
So tell us about yourself, Laura.
Well, like Keone correctly pronounced, my name is Laura Bubby. Many people do get that wrong. It's five letters, but hey, a lot can happen. I do host a podcast called Sway Element Podcast, which is people who come on, they share their empowering stories of maybe they have a past of abuse or neglect, depression, suicidal thoughts, things like that. And they share how they've overcome those things and where they are now and where they're going in their lives. I also, like you just said, I began this new little venture of reading erotic poetry, mainly because a few weeks ago, I was listening to this podcast called Erotically Wasted, and just listening to one of the recordings, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to send this to one of my lovers. And I sent him the link to it, and he was like, you should do that. I was like, I've been thinking about it, but I don't have any material. And then here he is with a poetry book that he wrote.
Oh, wow.
So he was like, hey, I'll just send you titles from my book, and you can read them on your podcast. And I was like, well, okay. So today is the first recording, and that premieres tonight. So
tonight. Well, yeah. Tonight as in today that we're recording, which is Sunday. November 15th, y'all, because when I post this, it's going to be on Thursday.
But, yeah. We're in the past right now, talking about the future. The whole time continual.
Yeah.
The words just escaped me for that moment, sorry.
All right, so let's get into this interview, right? I have a few questions for you. No big questions or anything, just, you know, something that has meaning and, you know, to get more of who you are. So let's start with, who are the three people who have been the most influential to you?
Well, this could actually go both ways, but one would be my mother. Another one is my brother, Steven. And then my very dear friend, Thomas. I start with my mother because actually this week's episode on my podcast, on Sway Element Podcast, I have a guest, Andrea Nichols, and we're going to talk about maternal relations and how maybe there was this disconnect and it wasn't a good, healthy environment. And we're going to talk a lot more about maternal healing on that episode. So I say my mom because she has taught me who not to be. All right. And I choose my brother Steven. Sorry, I just got a notification. My brother Steven because he is my favorite human on the planet. And the two of us, we have the same birthday. We were born 3 years apart, so we share the same mind. And we're both Gemini, so our older brother, Kevin, will always joke, like, he's always dealing with four people when the three of us are in the same room. So Steven is a self-made entrepreneur. He's a businessman. He owns multiple businesses. He's very bi-coastal, things like that. And Thomas is an artist. He's in the entertainment business. And he's someone who, whether he knows it or not, he always pushes me to do more and to dream bigger and act out what my inspirations are. So those are my three people.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've met Steven. I don't know if I've ever met Kevin, but I remember meeting Steven at least once a long time ago. I haven't met your mom, though. She sounds awesome.
All right. She's a bit of a pistol, yeah.
That sounds great.
And you met Thomas. I've met
Thomas too.
He was at yeah,
that's right. He was at the rooftop thing that we did. That's dope.
Yes. Yeah, he's a good kid.
He's a cool cat. Right. Well, tell him. Well, I'd love to meet, like, to hang out again. That'd be cool.
Yeah, if the COVID ends.
I know.
But that's a whole other episode.
I don't want to talk about COVID. Okay. What's one thing you'd wish you'd known before getting into podcasting?
That's hard.
Well,
I mean, because like years ago, I wanted to start my podcast in like 2016. Right. You know? And it was like an idea. I was like, you know what? I have opinions. Mm-hmm. And whether or not people want to hear it, I could just record it and put it out there for the world to decide if they want to follow mm-hmm. along or not. And then things happened in my life that derailed that little passion of mine for a little
bit. Do you want to talk about that or
no? Well, they can hear a lot more about that on Sway Element because it's all really that.
Yeah, I talk about. That's true, guys. You can definitely hear about her story on Sway Element, that's for sure.
I'm pretty sure all the dogs listening were just like, what was that sound? Oh my god, I'm so that's sorry. Okay. Yeah, I'm really learning as I go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because back in like 2016, I bought all this like recording mm-hmm. equipment and like wasted a bunch of money on equipment that I didn't need because you and I are both on the Anchor app recording this right now on our phones. So
I know. I think
completely unnecessary.
I think that, you know, 2016, like, well, Anchor's fairly new. I think it's new, in my opinion. And so, like, when I first started thinking about podcasting, and it was like, I, you know, Googled everything, Anchor was like the first thing that popped up, and it was just kind of like, look, it's free. We have all of these, you know, cool ways to do it. And yeah. And then I was like, you know, this seems pretty dope, pretty easy. And as I was going along, I noticed that there's other podcast platforms, but they don't give you all of the freedom that Anchor does, which I really appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah, for one thing that I wish I'd known before I began this is editing. Editing is a lot. To edit is a lot.
I'm a little bit more freeform on mm-hmm. mine. Because my friend Marta Spurk, mm-hmm. she has her own podcast, and that's called Empowering Women, I believe. And I reached out to her when I was just, like, thinking about podcasting and, like, wanting to get out there and things like that. And I was like, how did you, like, where are you now with your recording comfortability? Mm-hmm. I'll say that. And she was like, she just said she records it and then she just posts it. There's no post setup that she does. It's just like, it's raw, it's natural. That's what the world will get. And like, I I just record it and whatever happens, happens. If there's a little blip or something, or if there's a pause, things like that. But if there's, this has happened on my podcast where I'll ask a question or there'll be like a drop in conversation mm-hmm. and we're just both thinking about something to say. Like those instances I'll edit. But other than that, it's just what you get is what you get.
Makes really. Sense. Yeah. Okay. What is some advice that you would give someone that is also trying to pursue podcasting or any kind of career similar to yours?
Well, my career is a bunch of different things.
I know, you do a lot. So,
That's why I was like, which
point? That's what I'm saying. Like, you have a lot to offer. So what advice would you give for people? Because you do the whole masseuse thing. You're massage. You work with your hands. And then, mm-hmm. You got other things that are going for you.
I'm just, what I would say to someone who is either trying to get into their field or doesn't know what path to take, I would say just do what feels right and try different things. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any idea that I would be so into being background on film and TV as much as I am now, mm-hmm. until I started it. And the precursor to that is that that began through an accident, because I was on what's one, and he overheard one of my coworkers at the time say photography portfolio, because I'm a photographer,
mm-hmm.
background on film and editing, things like that. And this, I was talking to the owner of Kleinfeld in New York, where they film Say Yes to the Dress. I was talking to him on the phone, and he overheard one of my coworkers say, bring your portfolio. She just said that, and he didn't have any context, but he was like, hey, yeah, bring your portfolio. And I was like, okay. Because what he wanted to do was, he was one of our clients at a store I used to work at, and he invited two of my girlfriends and I to come and have a tour of where they do the dresses, meet the cast, things like that. And I was on the phone planning it with him, this tour and everything. And I get to the store and I'm pulled aside by one of the production leaders about this new show that they were creating, and I didn't have any reference to what this was about. I was just told to bring my photography portfolio, and then it turned out to be an interview for this background TLC show that they were trying to form. It wound up falling through, but summer of 2016 I was in the city doing background and interviewing the people that were going to be on the show and things like that. And that just happened all by a fluke. Before that phone call with that client of ours, I had no interest in being a part of the entertainment business, and it just fell into my lap, actually. And these accidents just cause beautiful moments, because something is sparked in you and you're not looking for it. That's why I say, try different things, stay open to possibility, because you never know where you're going to be. And one moment you could be adamant that you're going to be a writer, and then you're going to meet somebody while you're at a networking event, and they'll say what their passions are, and they'll start to be more and more effective towards what you do, and then you'll start to think about it, and it's going to become like a little earworm, and you'll just be, you won't be able to sit still anymore, and you're like, I have to act, I have to make more, I have to, like, I have to produce more, I have to create more. It becomes this this feeding force in me to to keep going and to keep creating and to keep impacting people the way I do. And it all comes from my own psyche, and also the energy that I'm around and the energy that I let affect me in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's do.
Okay, but...
I like that. I like
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Where can our listeners connect with you online?
I'm not.
Plug yourself.
I am only on Instagram. I'm not on Twitter, Facebook, anywhere. And I'm on Instagram under LauraBuggy_com_sway, and now Conjured Essence, all on Instagram.
Okay, so the first one is LauraBuggy_, no capitals,
No
space
numbers. Yeah. No spaces. Just Laura Buggy _. I'm gonna make sure I put this on my details. And then you said Sway Element.
com_Sway.
com_Sway. Yeah. And then your final plug.
Conjured Essence.
Okay, you heard it here, guys. She has 3 Instagram accounts for the 3 different things that she posts. 2 podcasts. 1 that's premiering tonight. So that means by the time you guys hear this, it's already been premiered, so you're going to go check that out. So yeah, those are all her social media handles right there.
And you said this episode is going up on Thursday?
Yep, yeah. Thursday.
So Thursday is my 2nd episode of season 2 of the Sway Element podcast with Andrea Nichols.
Dope. Yeah. See, guys? Listen, this is where it's at. You guys need to listen to Sway Element and then pop over to Conjured Essence. Just listen to them all.
Just have a little bit of a delicious evening.
Yes. All right. My final question for you is what do you like about KD Time, my podcast?
Yours is much more like it's less about it's much more of a which is very enlightening, and it's just a pleasure to listen to because you cover so many topics and it's just so lighthearted and fun and engaging, and you make the listener think about like things that are so like some might think they're trivial, some might think they're deep questions, mm-hmm. what have you, but you're posing these questions and you're engaging your listener in a way that is very informative and very personable, I think.
Thanks. Yeah. I like that. That makes me happy. that's the hope, you know. When I first started doing these podcasts, it was really just for, you know, like you said earlier, like I have opinions. And I wanted to talk about them. And, you know, it's been sort of like an open verbal blog for me. Like, I've always been into writing and writing out my feelings, like, ever since I was little. And so now with my podcast, I feel like actually speaking them and just, like, getting what I'm thinking right off the top of my head is way better than writing it down. Because then once I write it, I have to read it, and then I'm editing what I'm writing, and I'm thinking that it sounds silly because I keep rereading.
Yes.
But when I'm just talking, I'm just kind of like, oh, yeah, this is exactly how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's it, you know? But yeah, so thank you so much for coming on my show. I really appreciate it, and it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, thank you for having me on, my love.
Yeah, this is Laura, y'all. This is my friend Buggy. I call her Buggy all the time. Like, hey, Bug.
Yes.
My friend Buggy. And I'm serious, guys. Check out Sway Element. Check out Conjured Essence, which I'm about to do, especially since it's premiering tonight. I'm really going to listen to it because I'm like, I need to hear some erotic poetry. Because I've never heard it before. So, and when, now that I have a friend that does it, I'm like, oh
yeah,
okay. I feel more comfortable, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, this is a familiar voice. I feel good.
Mm-hmm. It's a safe place. Yes,
yes,
safe. All within right. Reason. We'll get that next episode.
All right.
Things get a little bit more racy.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, thanks again, Bug. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, my love. Good night.
Night, night. Hey, guys. Thanks again for listening to this episode number 24 with my
Yes, Laura Buggy. You can find her on all three of her Instagrams at calm_sway, at laurabuggy_, and at conjured essence. All three of them do not have any spaces. All three of them do not have any capitals or anything like that. It's all lowercase. And yeah, she's on Instagram. Instagram only. Exclusively, I would say. Her podcast, Sway Element, is on Spotify as well as Conjured Essence. I suggest you give her a listen. I like listening. It was great. I hope you guys enjoyed this interview. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I'll see you next week. Deuces.
Hey, Katie Time fans. Don't forget to subscribe to wherever you're listening to this on for weekly updates. There's new episodes every week, and you can send me feedback by following me on Twitter and Instagram at Katie Time Podcast, or you can email me at katietimepodcast@gmail.com. Whichever you prefer to hit me up. I'd really appreciate hearing from you guys. Thanks.